Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Sean Gota has stated on Twitter that Wolves winger Adama Traore must be on the radar of Manchester City. The former City striker made the comment during the Premier League game between West Ham and Wolves at the London Stadium in the Premier League on Saturday evening. The 24-year-old Traore did not start the match, but the former Aston Villa winger came on as a sub and made a huge impact. The Spaniard created the first goal and was involved in the second, as Wolves found the net twice in the second half to win the match 2-0. Gota was impressed with the display produced by Traore and has suggested the winger as a potential transfer target for City in the summer transfer window. Meanwhile, Inter Milan have reportedly made City defender Kyle Walker one of their top targets this summer. The 30-year-old, who started in City's 3-0 win against Arsenal on Wednesday, endured a turbulent lockdown period. Walker was criticised for flouting lockdown rules twice, and as such, Inter boss Antonio Conte is hopeful of luring the England international to the San Siro for a fresh start abroad. However, it is said that City boss Pep Guardiola has no intention of selling Walker this summer. And finally, Bernardo Silva is dreaming of a happy return to his homeland Portugal, saying, "We must put all of our energy into trying to win the Champions League." Bernardo has already made one expected return to Lisbon this season, and now he is targeting a second. For City, a maiden Champions League triumph takes on greater significance considering they have their two-year UEFA ban hanging over them for breaking financial fair play rules. With this season's final stages rearranged for Lisbon in August, it would be a homecoming for Bernardo, who had never lived outside the city until he joined Monaco on the eve of his 20th birthday. He returned to Lisbon on his personal training programme when the coronavirus pandemic brought football to a halt, with summer glory in Europe now the goal as Liverpool are on the brink of taking City's Premier League crown. There is the small matter of protecting their 2-1 lead over Real Madrid, then a 3-1-off ties in the Portuguese capital. Speaking about this though, Bernardo said, "For me, it is an extra motivation to try to do well in the Champions League. It's a special competition and it is going to be a unique event played in my home city." That's all for now. We'll have more later.